Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Guess what? It's Saturday, which means there's an awesome Kids Animal Stories adventure waiting for you after today's episode. That's what I'm going to go listen to in a couple minutes. But right now, I am so excited for the legend of the Moon Eater. Have you heard this legend before? It is one of my favorite stories to tell. Are you guys ready for the legend of the Moon Eater? Me too. Let's go! One day, Derek was sitting in our backyard. Derek, my son, loves to sit outside and look at the stars and the moon. And one day, something pretty crazy happened. He was laying out on the trampoline and looking at the stars and this giant moon in the sky. Have you ever seen, like, when the moon gets super duper big? Yeah, it looks almost like a street light in the sky. It's amazing. Well, that is what he was looking at. And as he was just starting to calm down for the evening, all of a sudden he blinked his eyes and the moon, it got a bite taken out of it. Yeah. It just happened, like, right there in front of his eyes. The moon went from being one bright circle into looking like someone had chomped a bite right out of it. Derek sat up from the trampoline. He rubbed his eyes because he wasn't sure if what he saw was real, but it was very real. "What in the world did I just see?" said Derek. "Was that the Moon Eater that Dad always talks about? I thought that was just a joke, but holy smokes." Derek couldn't believe it. He hopped down from the trampoline and was walking towards the house when all of a sudden he heard a giant splash. He turned around and it definitely came from the river. "Are you kidding me?" Derek thought to himself. "I've got to check this out for myself." He started walking towards the river, and it was getting dark at night. It wasn't totally pitch black dark, but the sun was setting, and he could barely see the river up ahead. As he got closer and closer, his feet crunched through the leaves and the sticks. Would you be as brave as Derek is? I don't know if I would. Holy smokes, he's very brave. "Hello back there. Hello? I heard a splash. What was that?" shouted Derek. He waited and waited and waited, but nothing made a peep. Pretty soon, a long time had passed, and it was time for Derek to go to bed. He yawned and went back to the house, and everybody went to sleep. The next morning when he woke up, he decided that he was going to figure out if that was real or not. "All right, tonight when it gets dark, I'm totally gonna see if it takes another bite of the moon, and then maybe I can take a picture of it as it jumps back into the river," said Derek. The day seemed to crawl by as he anxiously awaited the evening when the moon would come out. Have you ever felt like when you're waiting for something to happen, time just goes by so slowly? Well, that is exactly what Derek was feeling. After what felt like an eternity, it was the evening, and Derek grabbed a bag of popcorn, which is his favorite snack, and went out to the trampoline to stare at the moon. "All right, I wonder if he's going to take another bite of the moon tonight," Derek thought to himself. He was waiting there for about 10 minutes when all of a sudden, another piece of the moon was missing. Derek dropped the bag of popcorn and grabbed his camera and ran towards the river. He had to catch it in the act of splashing back into the river, or else maybe he wouldn't be able to see if the Moon Eater was real or not. As he knelt at the edge of the river waiting for the creature, he turned on the camera and waited and waited. And all of a sudden, splash! I got it on camera! Derek was so excited. "Hey, Mr. Moon Eater! Are you in there? Is that really you?" he shouted towards the river. And just then, he saw 8 green glowing eyes staring at him from underneath the water. Blink, blink.
Oh dear, he's real! Ah!
Derek shouted as loud as he could as the creature started to appear from the water.
Hello there! What seems to make you scream so much? It is very loud.
Please don't eat me,
shouted Derek.
Ah, I'm only a kid. Please don't eat me.
Oh, what are you talking about? I only eat the moon, not little boys.
As Derek watched the creature step up out of the river, he couldn't believe it. It had, like I said, 8 glowing green eyes, 5 legs, and really big ears. Kind of like an elephant's ears. And at the bottom of its feet, it had something that, I don't know how to explain it. It looked like rocket booster blaster on his feet. Oh, that's probably how he flies up to the moon.
Okay, Mr. Monster,
Oh, no, Mr. Monster is my dad's name. You can just call me Moon Eater.
Okay, Moon Eater, Mr. Moon Eater. My name's Derek, and can I take your picture?
I'd rather not. I don't like the publicity and attention that pictures bring.
Okay. Well, I just have one question. Are you really taking a bite of the moon? Like, why are you eating the moon?
Well, I just took a little bit of a bite. But it is very tasty, and I don't know why. It's just something I do.
But then how does the moon come back?
Said Derek.
Well, that part I'm not sure about, but I've heard a legend of somebody that plants a moon seed in the sky. But that is not a part of my job. I just eat the yummy moon.
Derek couldn't believe it. He had really met the real Moon Eater, and he was actually a lot nicer than he thought he might be.
Okay, Mr. Moon Eater, it's been super great meeting you, but it's actually time I need to get to bed. But maybe we can hang out again sometime.
Okie dokie, I'll see you later.
And that is the day that Derek met the Moon Eater. And wait, what was he talking about? Somebody with moon seeds that plants them in the sky? I think that is another legend for another day. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Carson from Texas, Lucas from Toronto, Canada, Archie from Melbourne, Australia, Charlie and Cameron from Colorado, Taya and Dash from Australia, Sam from Washington, D.C., and Griffin from Idaho. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Will you have a super duper day? I'll see you over on the Kids Animal Stories podcast. Bye.